Okay, so requesting Feminons talk about lesbian experience slash crushes, for experience, just what you did for crushes, describe what you felt towards that person. I'd prefer it if they were fictional too, like fictional characters. Okay, so as far as real life, I'll do that first, and then after that, oh my god, I have so many fucking lesbian crushes on fictional characters. Just saying. Okay. Let me just adjust my mic really quick. Okay. So, real life. I've had crushes on like schoolmates and friends of mine, like female friends, for as long as I can remember. And maybe I should have realized sooner that I like chicks a lot. But I didn't realize that until I was maybe 13. I didn't realize that I liked girls until then. And I've had crushes on almost every single one of my female friends. I mean, obviously, if I'm friends with them, then they have qualities in them that I like they're intelligent, they're funny. Things like that. So, those kind of things make me quite attracted to people. But as far as lesbian experiences, my first ever lesbian experience is with my current best friend. And I will call her Capricorn, Sagittarius. Whatever, I'll just call her whatever. She's my best friend, and she and I work together. That's how we met, and we had kind of talked about things, like how she, I think she said she was kind of curious, but of course that was many years ago. That was in 2010, early 2010. So it's been, almost 4 years since this all happened at the beginning. And I remember for some reason, I really like her nose. Like, her nose is just interesting and beautiful. And she's gorgeous. She'll never ever believe me, but she's gorgeous. And she has huge tits, and I'm not even really that big of a tit person, but hers are just, when she's naked, it's fantastic. And, I'm sorry, I'm sitting here thinking, going off on a tangent. And so the first time that we kissed, I had really had a crush on her for a while, and I'd never kissed a girl in that way. And so we were up really late at my sister's house, because I lived with my sister at the time. My sister worked until, 7 a.m., so she didn't get back until really late. And we were up on the couch, and I remember us talking about us kissing. We talked about it. And then both of us were too nervous and shy to do anything. And I think we sat there for a good 45 minutes in anticipation, where I think, I know that I was absolutely dripping at the thought of kissing her. And we just were both too scared. And finally, I just went, fuck it. And I leaned over on the couch. And I put my hand around her head, and I kissed her, and I kissed her like I meant it. And we kissed for a while, and then we kind of stopped. We kind of snapped out of it, and we got breakfast, and we realized how exhausted we were from being up all night. And that was it, for the first kiss, that first night. From there, she and I would grab each other's boobs randomly. I remember this one time where she was going to leave my house, and because we had just been hanging out, and we were going to leave, and she pushed me up against a wall in my bedroom, and she's taller than I am by maybe 4 inches, because I'm short, and she kind of looked down at me, and she kissed me, and it was so intense. She bit my neck, and I bit hers, and it was so fucking nice. And, I'm, like, shaking, because there's a whole story beyond this, that I'll go into just briefly. I won't go into it too much. I'm trembling. Also, I'm kind of nervous, because I haven't recorded anything dirty in a while. But it just that, I just remember things like that. I just remember. And then there was this one time, we were alone in her apartment, and we had been drinking margaritas, and I was a lot drunker than she was, only because I drink faster than she does. She drinks very, very, very slowly, and it's quite frustrating, to be honest, when you're trying to get drunk. And I remember somehow I was the drunkest I'd probably ever been, almost. The other time I was really, really, really drunk involved another lesbian barracks that I'll go into. But it was the drunkest I'd ever been in my life. We're laying on the floor. Somehow she was naked. And I don't remember how that happened. But all I know is that I was laying on the floor and she was up on the couch. And I climbed up on the couch between her legs, and I mean, obviously we'd been kind of fooling around, but we had never done anything like this before, and I climbed up between her legs, and I nestled my face on her thigh, and I ate her out, and I sucked on her clit, and eventually I put a couple fingers inside of her, and she came, and then she came again, and her boyfriend, roommate, was gonna be home soon, and so I had to stop because we were worried about him coming home. Of course, you get off the couch, you're laying horizontal, you get off the couch, you're then vertical, you're really, really drunk, ran to the bathroom. Ended up ruining the whole mood, but that wasn't anything that I could control. All I know is that that was fantastic. After that, you know, we made out a little bit and stuff, and I'm sorry I'm rambling, this is going on for a very long time, but I'm sure if you really want to listen, you won't mind, because I'm just kind of rambling and I'm still shaking. I miss her. I miss her terribly. She's just so smart and scared in her own way, but she doesn't ever put off that she's scared. She's so headstrong, but I always see past it. I always know, and I know that she cares about me. And basically, I realized about 8 months ago or so that I'm in love with her, like actual in love with her. And so that's why I'm getting kind of emotional talking about her. She's still my best friend, but she's kind of a sore subject, I suppose you can say. But I'm going to see her tomorrow, and of course, nothing's going to happen anymore. Basically, from there, when I ate her out, we had a couple times where we did stuff, and she would come to me, you know, when she wanted stuff, and it was great. It was fine. I didn't have a problem with it. You know, she would stay over, and she would sleep in my bed when my boyfriend wasn't home. She would sleep in my bed, and we'd sleep naked, and ended up doing stuff several times. And when I finally did tell her, that I was in love with her, not, oh, I love you like a friend, that there's a different kind of love that she reserves, as I found out, specifically for men. And, I still haven't gotten up the courage to tell her that, she hurt my feelings, or that maybe she owes me an explanation, because I do feel kind of used. I've thought that she felt similar. So, I'll stop being so heavy. Beyond her, in August, maybe late July, I entered a DNS relationship with somebody who has done some recordings with me. Her name's Leo. She was my master's mistress. I was her mistress. And of course, my master is my master. So it was a triangle. And she and I actually kind of developed feelings for each other outside of just that. You know, of course, like I said, smart, funny, has a lot in common. That's, you know, why we get along as friends. And then, life kind of got in the way. We had a couple nights of really, really, really passionate things, and then life got in the way, and I haven't seen her in a while, you know, but that's okay. That's, you know, that's understandable. And so she and I don't see each other as much as we used to, but she's beautiful and short, kind of butchy haircut, but she wasn't a butch. In our relationship, she was the butch. I mean, I'm incredibly femme, but, and she had tattoos, and she was gorgeous. She was even more beautiful than my best friend is. But of course, I'm not in it for the looks, right? But she just, brown eyes. Just, you could look into forever. Blonde. And just gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. There's a couple recordings of her and I in my archive. If you ever wanted to listen to those. But those are my two major lesbian relationships so far. I hope to have more. I really do. Because I identify myself as 80% lesbian, 20% straight. Although I don't know if I could ever be in a lifetime relationship with a woman. I would like to have a long-term relationship with a woman. I've already committed myself to a lifetime relationship with a man, only because I tend to enjoy male companionship better than I do female companionship. But this is kind of dragging on forever, so I'll wrap it up. As far as fictional lesbian crushes, right now my current fictional lesbian crush is Amy Pond from the 11th Doctor. With the 11th Doctor. No, he's the 12th Doctor. Whoever Matt Smith is after David Tennant. Amy Pond. Oh my god, she's fucking gorgeous. Oh, she's so cute. She's in the yeah, she's pale, she's a redhead, and she's so sweet, and she's kind of like a, fuck you, I'm awesome kind of girl. Other fictional crushes, oh my god, I just like, oh, fuck. That's my current major one, but that's because I'm currently on her episodes of Doctor Who. I'm really into, I had a thing for Claire on Lost. just the Aussie accent. It just got to me. I have a major crush on Turtle. She posts in the thread. She's not a fictional character, but I don't know why I lumped her in with fictional characters. I thought I would be able to think like of everything right off the top of my head, but basically, I am either attracted to very feminine, badassy types, or butch, vulnerable types. I don't know. It's kind of a contradiction. I'm into badass femmes and vulnerable butches, and basically, I love all women in their own way, and they are all gorgeous, and I want to kiss all of them. So, yeah, that's about it.